upstairs.
No, that's full bathroom. That's a full bathroom, that one. Between Larry and Ray's room is a bath also.
Well, they've got a...
They've got a basin there and commode and such as that.
Yeah.
That's a bath. Now, what else you got?
What kind of heating and cooling systems do people have?
I would say majority of gas now. We've had coal, we've had distillate oil, and now we've got the flow furnace, which is obsolete now. They have wall heaters in central.
How do you circulate the air in central?
They have air ducts, like they do in buildings, you know, with grates or whatever you call them.
Oh,
now that's another thing.
Central, and she's got those air. Lily sounds. Your sister sounds.
Yes.
She's got central heat.
Yeah.
And cool combination.
Well, it's gas. Formerly it was coal and converted into gas. She had the air ducts already there. And it comes to the wall or some through the floor. And then they circulate about this with a fan or whatever, and suction. They got an outlet somehow. I don't know. I'm no engineer, but they have an outlet where this circulates.
Have you ever seen any house around here that was designed so that maybe three or more rooms would be lined up together so that when you open the doors to them, you could see right through to the back?
I've seen that, but that's not done anymore.
Do you have any idea if that was called anything?
That was done for draft, I think, circulation. In other words, they relied a lot. They had high ceiling, 12 or 14 foot ceiling, and they relied on the south breeze. And with those doors, there'd be a draft through. See? So that's what I would say. Does that answer your question?
You mean from the front porch light and then go straight through? Have
you ever heard that called a shotgun house?
Yes. That shotgun comes from the commissary house after the 1900 storm. That word has come in. It's a quickly built facility for people that lost their homes in distress. And they had to haul all the down and rooms on as you went down the hall at an outlet or room.
Well, what about a house that had two separate rooms or two separate parts to it, joined by a connecting roof and you just had open space between the two parts? Have you ever seen a house like that?
I don't.
Just had two separate rooms or two separate parts. There was open space between them, and usually there was a roof connected the two parts.
Well, wait a minute. Now we've got a bedroom here, and we've got a hall, and we've got a bath, and we've got a room. Is that what you're referring to?
No.
I think it's more like Mama's living room with just a little arch.
I haven't seen any here. But they built a room, and then it's an opening, and then another room. That's called like a guest quarters.
Have you ever heard that referred to as a dog trot house?
No. I never heard that.
I've heard of a dog trot.
No, well, that's your country.
That's my part of the country. Well, what about houses that had long entry halls with maybe a big room set at right angles?
Reception hall? Well, yes, they had more in the old houses. They had a sort of a hall. Then, as I said, in the house where we were first, it wasn't a big hall, but it was a sort of entrance where they had hat racks, what they call hat rack. And take your overcoat or your raincoat or whatever you want, umbrella, and put it there.